and daf nun beis amit beis the Mishnah. Achitzaina hoisar kufa min hadorim. This Mishnah is going according to the Chachamim who hold there were two pareiches in Babai Yesheni. The pareiches achitzaina hoisar kufa was hanging min hadorim. That means it was folded, and the chelik was the chelik that was folded over was hanging min hadorim. Upnima min atzofen. Pnimis min atzofen, and the pareches apnimis was perufa min atzofen, and that was the knisa into the Kodesh Kadoshim. Mahalech beinayim, the Kohen Gadol went through the two pareichesin, ad shemegia letzofen, till he came to tzofen, which was there was the knisa to the Kodesh Kadoshim. Hegia letzofen, when he came to Tzofen, Hoifech Ponov Ledorim. Then he turned towards Dorim, he turned towards the Oren, which was in the middle of the Kodesh Kadoshim. Mahalach Lismailoi Im HaPareiches. So he was walking towards the Oren. The Pareiches was towards his left, the Oren was towards his right. Ad Shehu Megia LaOren, till he reached the Oren. Higia la orain, when he reached the orain, noisein es hamachta ben shnei habadim, so he put the machta between the two badi ha-orain. Tzovar es akteires agabi gecholim, v'nismalei kol habayis kulei osho. Then he poured the akteires on the gecholim and the machta, v'nismalei kol habayis kulei osho. Yotzo uvoloi biderech beis knisosai. Now when he left the way he had entered. Just like when he had entered, his face was facing the Oren. So it was ponav ledorim. So when he left the Kodesh Kadoshim, he left in the same direction. His face was facing Dorim, and he walked out backwards. Umispalol tvilak tzore bebayis achitzoin. It was mispalol tvilak tzore in the heichal. Vloihoya marech betvilosoi shloi lahavis es Yisrael. He wasn't marech then because he shouldn't bring a pachad on klal Yisrael. A few haores on the Mishneh. The Gvuras Ari asks a kasha as follows. In the pasuk it says, in Parshas Achemois, when it speaks about the Haktoreh, so the pasuk says as follows. V'lokach m'loi hamach togach lei eish mi'ala mizbeach m'lifnei Hashem, Mleichofnov Teire Samim Daka Vehevi, and he brought it Mibes La Pareiches. Mibes La Pareiches means the Kodesh Kadoshim. Then it says, Venosan as Akteires al Haish Lifnei Hashem, Chisanan Akteires as Akapeires Ashel al Haedos Veloyomus. When it speaks about the Hazoye, so there it says, v'shochat esirachatos, or here it says, v'hiza by the pov, v'lokim adam b'pov, v'hiza b'etzboi al pnei akapoires, lifnei akapoires, yaze sheva po'omim. By the Zohar it says, lifnei akapoires. And later by the Zohar, v'hiza b'etzboi al kapoires, v'lifnei akapoires. By the Macht it says, v'hevi mi beis la poreiches. So he brings a gemara in Menaches, the Machlokes Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if a person will make a bia rikonis lemi beis haparoiches. That means a person will go into the Kodesh Kadoshim without any avoide, without any tzorech avoide, he's chayiv malchus. If he enters pnei hakapoyres, that means he goes further in the Oren Kodesh, further in the Kodesh Kadoshim, and he's in front of the Oren, then he's chayiv misa. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. So Rabbi Yehuda holds there's an iser biyarekonis to enter the Kodesh Kadoshim, and that iser is a chayiv malchus. There's a iser to go further into the Kodesh Kadoshim, keneged hakapoyres, and that is a chayiv misa. According to the Chachomim, there's a chiyev misa, say to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim Shalei LeTzorech, and say to go in, keneged Pnei HaKapoyres. By both of them, there's a chiyev misa. So he asks as follows. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Pasuk said that, Vehevi mi beis laparoiches. He should bring in the Ktoires and the Machta into the Kodesh Kadoshim. So he's there. He's on Tzatzof and he's there. So make the Haktora over there. What right does he have to go further? There's no Heta. The Pasuk doesn't say any place that he should go Lifnei HaKapoires. It says, Vehevi mi beis laparoiches. He should bring into the Kodesh Kadoshim. So, and that is a Heta. But to go further, there's no Heta. So there should be a Chiyav Misa. How is he permitted to go keneged pnei hakapoyres? That is Akash according to Rabbi Yehuda. And then he holds a fellow according to the Chachomim that hold on both is a chiyev misa, but he says he has a heter to go in, so let him go in. But that he should go further, there should be a ribui psiyas to go further into the Kodesh Kadoshim. Where does he get this heter? And the Gvuras Ari blibes with a tzorachion on this kasha. The Briske Rav on Mesechtes Yume brings a Loshon HaRambam. The Rambam is Perik Aleph, Aloch Zayin, from Hilchos Avodah Shem HaKippurim. The Rambam says, "Pi Hashmuel Lomdu Chachomim She'ein Noisein HaKtoires Elo BeKodesh HaKadoshim Lifnei HaOrein." Pi Hashmuel Lomdu that he puts the Ktoires Lifnei HaOrein She'nemar V'nosan haktoires al ha'esh lifnei Hashem. That is the next posik. The posik says, V'hevi mi beis laparoiches. He brings it into the Kodesh Kadoshim. That's the mitzvah's havor. The havor, you bring it into the Kodesh Kadoshim. But then there's V'nosan es haktoires al ha'esh lifnei Hashem. And lifnei Hashem, the Rambam says, that's lifnei ha'orim. That's the Loshon Rambam shein noisen akteiris ele b'kodesh hakdoshim lifnei ha'orim shenema v'nosen akteiris alheis lifnei Hashem. So the Rambam teaches that lifnei Hashem means lifnei ha'orim. So there's enough in the posik that you make the haktore lifnei hakapoyres. That's what the Briske Rav brings. I was just thinking that the Loshon HaRambam is, Nachamol, a noisen akteiris ala bekeidish akdoshim lifnei ha'orein, shenema v'nosen akteiris aleish lifnei Hashem. So lifnei Hashem means lifnei ha'orein. So l'cheir de shayla is by the bayasheni, we'll have later in the Gemara, by the bayasheni, there wasn't an orin there. This was the Mokim Orim. So I'm just wondering if that Mokim also has a din of Lifnei Hashem. The Loshon HaRambam ain't nice na Lifnei HaOrim shenema Lifnei Hashem. It could be that this Darg of Lifnei Hashem is only when the Orim was there. Dika Shchos HaShchina was on the Orim. Ben Shnei HaKruvim. So then L'chayre, the Vuras Aris Kashe could be, would still be Shver. The Mishnah says that after he put the Ktoires on the Machte, it says, Tzovar es Ktoires al Gabi Gecholim, v'nismalei kol habayis kulei oshan, yotzo. So the Briske Rav says, Pshat in this Mishnah, that the Mishnah is telling us a halacha. the tzorech liyos bifnim, the kohen gadol had to be bifnim, ad gmar ha'avoide. It's not he stood around. He had to be there. Till the gmar avoide, v'hu me'iker din hechsher ha'avoide, that was a tnai in the avoide, v'kiyum mitzvosa. That he had to be there till it was nismalei habayis, kolabayis kuloyoshon. V'hod b'shar k'toyre shel kol yemois ha'shone makter v'yoytze. By the haktore during the year there was no such aloche. V'yoytze la'alto. Mishum de b'k'toyre shel kol ha'shone nigmar kol mitzvoso. V'chalois maisa haktore b'zrika le'ishim. The haktore in the heichel, the whole mitzvah was to be zoyrik dikteiris al ha'esh. And that's the mitzvah. What happens later, he doesn't have to stand around there to watch what's going to happen later. Avol yeish din misuyim bikteiris alifnai velifnim de nilmad mikro de vechiso anan akteiris es akapoiris de beinin she yiskayim vechiso. That's a tnai in the avoides aktore bifnim. That the gmar ha-mitzvah is when it is niskase, u-bohochi nigmar mitzvoso. Ba'al kochoch tzoch liyis ha-koyen godol davke bifnim ashe yiskayim din v'chisa. So the Mishnah is not telling us, the Mishnah is psa-maise shahoyu, the Mishnah is telling us ha-haloche. The Mishnah is telling us that tzovaras ha-ktoires al-gabi gecholem v'nismalei kol ha-bayis kulei oshon, Yotzo, then it was Yotzo. Kozman, it wasn't Nismalei, there wasn't a Yotzo. That what the Mishnah says, Mispal, Mispalo, Tfilek, Tzore, Bebai, Sachitze. So the Shiur Mamitzionim Baloch is Ma'ira that, L'chayre min ha-teire, there was no chiyuv tefillah there. After the avoyde befnim, it was almost as man mesugel, and the heichel to be mespalo, but l'chayre, there was no chiyuv tefillah midaraisa. So he asks a shayla, so l'chayre should have a din of a biyarikonis. A person was not allowed to stand as they be in the heichel, and I mean, by everything, if it's a tzorech avoyde, you do it. If it's a shalayla tzorech avoyde, someone says, make a beer, a konis, and a echel, is also. So he says, so it seems from our Mishnah that even though a beer, a konis, is also, Abba Shehiyah, since he was here already, he was permitted to remain here already. That there's no issa, there's no chiyiv. If I find myself in the echel, there's no chiyiv for me to get out as soon as possible. Shehiyah is mutter. Even though there's no legitimate chi of mina teire, so that's why he was permitted to daven in the eichel. Hachitzayne prufa min hadorim zutrashi rabbonon komrilo. Prufa roisha kfulo litzad achutz, benechezes bekeres shozov liyois pesucho viyoimedes. And it was holding by a keres shozov that it remained open. Mahalach b'neim nichnas befrifas hadorim, mahalach b'neim ad shemegia lefrifas hatzofen. Higia letzofen, umishen nichnas lesoich chlal beis kodesh hakadoshim, ofachponav ledorim leilech ad bein habadim, sheheim beemtza hacholo. That was in the middle of the Kodesh Kadoshim. Kidom Amar, Orin Shosa Moisho Ilai Avir Asora Ameis Bebeis Kodesh Kadoshim L'chol Ruach V'ruach. Orin is Einem in Amida, but Al Koponim, the Orin was in the middle of the Kodesh Kadoshim. Mahalach Lismoiloi Ima Paroichish, Shemahalach Mitzofen Lidorim, Smoiloi Lemizrach, Paparoichish Hoiseloi Lemizrach Acholo. This was on the Mizrach side of the chol of the kodesh kadoshim. Bein shnei habadim, babadim hoyu aruchim ad aporoiches. Roishon echot lemayroch. The one roish was lemayre, basheini lemizroch. Echot beroisha oren letzochen, vechot beroisha ledorim. Eirech Amosayim Vechetzi Shel Oren Beneim. And the Eirech of the Oren was between the two Badim. Derech Knisosei Kishem Shen Nichnas Ksheoilech Ledorim. Just like the Knisa was. Ksheoilech Ledorim Ad Sheigia La Oren Ponov Klapei Dorim. That was the direction he was facing. Kach Sheyotso, when he left, Lei Hesiv Es Ponov Lotzeis. He walked out backwards also. The Bayis Achitzin, then he was Mispabel Bayis Achitzin Behechel. Let us see Taisvis. Yotza Uboloi Derech Knisosoi. So Taisvis says that the Mishnah is telling us Achidush. Af al Gav, de Biye Derech Achirov Loishmo Biye. That if the Torah said, Ahaloche Uboel Abayis, or this halachas which are dependent in the bial hamokim. So if a person walks in shalai kederech bia, that means he walks in backwards. Loishma bia kedama beperek shaini deshvuis hanichnas lebeis hamenuge afilu nichnas kulai chutzmi chaitmai toya. There's a din tuma of abual abayis. Abol Abayis is Dafke Derech Bia. Bia is called Reishe Verubay. So if he would enter the Bayis, Reishe Verubay, he's Abol Abayis. If he entered the Bayis backwards, it's not Derech Bia, so he's Toyer. Is mid the Itzterech, Vahabol Abayis, Derech Bia Osra Toyre. So I would think, so it says, V'yotza Ela Mizbeach. So I would think, V'yotza Ela Mizbeach. So he has to go out derech yitzia omra toire. So therefore I would think walking out backwards is not called viyotzo, just like walking in backwards is not called ubo. So the Mishnah comes to tell us, nitazo yitzia derech achayrov shmo yitzia. Walking out backwards, that's called, that's a derech yitzia, kedam ahochet. That is a derech yitzia. That is how a Talmud is nifter merabai. So for kerzo, that's called viyotza. Zokt gemore b'may eskine. By which mikdash are we speaking about? Ilaim or b'mikdash rishon? We have a pareches. By the mikdash rishon, there wasn't a pareches. There was an amatraxim. Elo b'migdashayni, mi hava orem. There wasn't an orem. Vosanye, mishe nignas orem, nignasa imoi, tzantzenes amon, utzloiche shemen amishcho, umakoli shal aroin, ushkodeho, shkeideho, ufrocheho, v'alge sheshogru plishtin doiren olakei Yisroel. This was all together with the orem, b'shas, the b'yfrishin muskayim, and when it was Nignas, so everything that was with the Orin Bekiyumai was Nignas Begnuzai. Shenemal Uchlei Hazov Asher Hashivaisem Loi Osham Tosimu Va'algos Mitzidei Shlach Lamoisei V'Holoch. Umi Gonzai, who was Goynes before the Churban Abayis, who was Goynes the Orin and the Kalim that were surrounding the Orin, Yeshio Gonzai. Ma roshe gonzai, roshe kosu, yoylech Hashem oisoch vesmalkecho ashetokim alecho. I saw that someone brings down when he was shown a Sefer Torah, and the Sefer Torah was niglal to this posik. So when he opened up the Sefer Torah, this posik hit him in the face, yoylech Hashem oisoch vesmalkecho ashetokim alecho, Omad v'gonzai. So he saw that he's going to go to Golis, and Amela, he wanted that the Oren should not go to Golis, so he was going as the Oren. Shenema v'yoymel alvim ha-mevinim l'chol Yisrael ha-kdoishim l'ashem, tnu es aroin ha-kodesh bevayis ha-shabon ha-shloimei ben David melech Yisrael. So l'chayre, what's that tnu es aroin ha-kodesh bevayis ha-shabon ha-shloimei ben David melech Yisrael? Why is there a din tnu? It was always there. So Kaponim weiss the chois that he meant that they should be goynes it. The mokim agnize, the redak brings down in Divrei Hayomim, Even hoisa bebeis kodesh hakadoshim b'maravei. There was a stone. V'olea hoya ha'orein munach. U'be'eish shebona shloimei es habayis. V'yoda an shloimenu shesoifoi leichorei. Bone mokaim lignais boy es ha'orein lemata. So he built in the bayis. Underneath the karkois of the kodesh kadoshim. B'matmoiniyois amukois v'akalkalois. A mocking where to hide the oren. For even as ois a mechase la mocking ahu, and there was one even which was very not conspicuous. This was mechase the mocking, b'yeshiyo ha-melech tzivo v'gonzei. So that is pshat, nu es oren ha-kodesh bevais ha-shebono shloimei ben David melech Yisrael, she put him mistoma underneath the bayis. That was also pshat the binyan shloimei had made this mocking gneze in the bayis. Ein lecha masa bakosef at ibdos Hashem alakechem es ame Yisrael. Ba omar abaloza osye shomo shomo ba osye deireis deireis ba osye mishmeres mishmeres. Al kaponim these are limudim that these other kelim were together with the oven. It's in the sammon and the tzloiche shemen. Some Al-Kapan, we're back to Akasha. If we're speaking about the Bayis Rishon, there's no Pareches. We're speaking about the Bayis Sheini, there's no Oren. And for the Gemara, Umay Higir La Oren, Mekayim Oren, the Mokim where the Oren was. Frag the Gemara, Vaktoni Nosan as Hamachto Lebein Shnei Abadim. Savaistois Lebein Shnei Abadim, Eimer Kebein Shnei Abadim. Let us see Rashi. Mihavu paroiches ametraksen have. Tosimu ba'agas mitzidai alme gabe oren have koi. It was by the oren b'shas kiyam abayis, ome meile shaminen de'imai niknas. Yeilach Hashem oischo v'doag shemo yigla lebodo. Tnu as oren ha'kodesh b'bayis v'hosam koi. It's there already. Roshia makolei shall arin mitzinsenes b'mishmeres mishmeres. Chsiv beile mishmeres loislov neymeri. Kebein shnei abadim ki ilu hoyu shom v'noisno beineim. This got a very interesting Tosfos Yeshonim over here. Makolei shall arin shkedim uprochim. Temeheni, lomo maskir uprochim, v'regomal shkeidim. That means that in the beginning there was prochim, but then the prochim, after it blossomed, it came out to become shkeidim. V'nires, so the Tosfos Yeshonim says, ki miktes aprochim nisharu, sheloi gomlu shkeidim v'nisharu prochim. That means there were three stages in the giddle of the Mata Arain, so one would look at the Mata, one could see the three stages. The first were Alam, and then Prochim, and then Shkedim. And all of them were existent on the Mata. This was Nignas. Tnan Keman the Omar Tzoivro. That means we heard before Machlokes and Bereises, how the k'tayres were put on the machte. One man yomer held that he put a lump of k'tayres on the machte. Another man yomer held it was mefazra. It was spread out thinly over the machte. So here it says in our Mishneh, tzovar es k'tayres agabi gecholim. So tzovar means that there was a lump. Yeah. Tnan. Etani Chodah, we learned one beraise, tzoivro pnimo. that the first Svire was put Pnima, towards the Orem. Shehi Chutzoloi, which was further away from him. V'san Ye'idach Tzoivra Chutzo Shehi Pnima Loi. That means, where was the, see, that's how Rashi learns, where was the start to put down the Ketores. We have here a Machte, there's a Chelik of the Machte that is towards Meiret. There's a Chelik of the Machte which is towards Mizrach and closer to him. So where did he put first the Ketores? So we have a machlokes. Tani chada tzayivra pnima. The first half, let's say, of the Ketores was put pnima towards Meirib, shehi chutzolai, which was away from him. And then later he put on the machta, which was, and it was towards Mizrach, which was closer to him. Pesanya idach, we learned another baraisa, tzayivra chutzo shi pnima loy. The first chelik of the haktore was on the machte, which was towards Mizrach, which was close to him. And then later he put it towards Meirat. Let us see what Rashi says. That's what Rashi says, Pshat in the Gemara. Toni chodo tzoivro pnima shehi kutzo loy. Maschil le tzoivro b'roish ha-machto shel tzad pnim. Vascholes ha-tzvire was in the Reish HaMachta Shal Tzad Pnim, Shoyse Reish HaMachta, Eine Le Tzad Yodeh, it's not towards him. V'hoylech U'moyshech Yodeh Eilov, then he continues pouring the Ketores, he goes towards him. V'tzayver Tomid B'mishicha Ad Reish HaMachta HaSheini, that it means he was Ketseide pouring on the Machta, till eventually he came towards Mizrach, Asher Eitzel Beis Yodo. From Rashi it would seem, even though that he went the whole distance of the Machte, that's not called Mefazro, that is called Mestame. This was done in larger Chalokim. Mefazro, it could be, it was done in thin layers back and forth. But here it seems it was done with large lumps, but there still was enough lumps that it should be min amayr of le Mizrach. He was Moshech Yodov, and he was Tzoyver on the Machte. V'san Ye'idach Maschel le Tzoyvra b'roish ha'poina chutzo l'tzad ha'echo shi'pnimo loy b'tzad gufoy. He started on the Tzad Meiret, on the Tzad Mizrach. O'heilach v'tzoyvra tamid hola ha'dreish ha'machta ha'sheini, till he got onto the till he got on to the Reish HaMeirat. So we hear here Amachlokes. Omar Abaye Mistavre Kemanda Omar Pnimo Shehi Chutzoloi. Mistavre is like, according to the man, the Omar, that he started off pouring the Ketores on Tzad Meirat. This Nan, we learned in our Mishneh, Melandin Oisoi, Hizoyer Sheloi Taschil Miponecha, should not start pouring the Ketores on the Chelik that is near you. Shema Tichove, maybe you might get burnt if you're pouring the Ketores right in front of you. So then it catches on fire, the Ketores, and the flame gets stronger, and you're going further over the Machte, so you might get burned. So therefore, the Mishnah says you should start the other way. So we have a raya from the Mishnah to one of the two tzadim. That's the Mistavre. Mistavre command Oma Pnime, Shechutzolei, because as I state in the Mishnah. Let us see what Rashi says. Shaloi Taschil Miponecho, Litzpe V'leile Chola, to start on the area of the Machta that is closer to you and to go further. Shemati chovish ha-haktoirish she-tzavarto le-tzidecho boi-eres tomi, that is burning keseda, was reyacho ha-mispashit boi-l-chol and nichve betimo ho-ile. And your hand will get burnt from the ocean that is coming up. Let us see Taisvis. Shloi taschil mi-ponecho shemati chovish. לא יודענה מי כמר מסתברי כמנדי אומר, מדסניה הוכי כבוסי, דילמה הו ברייסה איונמי תונילו כמו יהודה לאל. Now, we have on the side of Tosfos Hem Tmuim. Now, the problem in Tosfos is that Tosfos seems was goyres midesanya hochi kevosei. That's a baraisa. That's what Tosfos girse. Really, it's a Mishnah in Tomid. It's not. So, according to our girse, it's very good. We have a machlekes to baraisa. So, as Mestava, we paskin, like we have a Stam Mishnah, we have a Stam Mishnah like one of the two baraisa. According to Tosfos, Tosfos was Goyres Desanya, so there's no Stam Mishnah. So you have a Baraisa that says like one of these Baraisas, like Tosfos, so what kind of Raya is that? This Baraisa is from the same Tanya, Abyana Baraisa. Where do you have a Tanya Kebose? The Maisi Raya min Hatama Mefeirish, but not the Raya is because you have another Baraisa. No, he's bringing a raya. He says, "Alamdes asvare shelo itichove." So that's mistava. It's mistava. The logic tells us that he should start away from himself and go towards himself. Alohochi kom mistavre kemando ma. So Taisi says, "Beloi baraisa nami ave motzel lemei mahay time." So you don't need a baraisa for this. But mistavre kemando ma desanya, not desanya. Mistavre kemando yoma. And that alone is a raya. The name of the Mahay Taima, Mistavar Kevosai. B'shema yesh loimer, di lav barayis, ilav amrini noise svor lemeichish l'shokale kol kach, shema yichve. That means that without the barayis, I wouldn't say that since this whole procedure is a matter of seconds, so I wouldn't be chayish that for these few seconds that shema yichve. That's why he brings the Maisa, the Baraisa says it is a svar. Inami yeshloi ma'anach trei Baraisa, the Maisa mikole, misna berabchiyya verabayshiyya. Maisa mahode misna berabchiyya verabayshiyya, so that's the Tanya Kebosei. Zog te gemore weiter. Tono Rabono, v'nosan es haktoires al ha'esh lifnei Hashem. So Chazal darshan from this posik lifnei Hashem, Shelo yisaken mi bachutz v'yachnis, that he should not make the nesinis haktoires al ha'esh has to be lifnei Hashem in the kodesh kadoshim. Shelo yisaken mi bachutz v'yachnis. He should not be misaken this in the heichel. Means in the heichel he shouldn't start the haktore of putting the ktoires on the machte v'yachnis. Lohoitzi, in this pasuk is coming to tell us, lohoitzi mi libon shel tzedoikim. She'omrim, the tzedoikim hold yisakim mi bachutz v'yachnis. The tzedoikim hold that fakert, that is the seder. The seder is that he should come in the kodesh kadoshim already with the ktoires burning already. My dorosh, what is the makar ki be'onon eiro ala kapoiris? The pasuk says how the bia in the kodesh kadoshim should be. So the pasuk says as follows: Bal yavoi becholeis al ha-kodesh mi-beis la-poroiches al-pnei ha-kapir shal-shal-orim v'lo-yomus. He shouldn't come whenever he wants. Ki be'onon eiroha al ha-kapiris. So the tzedekim darshins va'al yavoi, he should not come into the kodesh kadoshim ki be'onon. He has to come in with an onon. He has to come in ki be'onon eiroha al ha-kapiris. Al yavoi ki be'onon. That means they said it's like it says, ki imba onon. Should only come in if he has the anan akteris with him. My dorush, ki ba onon erol akapayis, malamit shi yisakein mi bachutz, viachnis, viachnis. Omr lem chachomim, baloi kvar nema, v'nosen as akteris al ha'esh lifnei Hashem. The posik says that the nesini has to be lifnei Hashem. Im kein ma Talmud loimer ki be onon eiro ala kapayres. So what does that mean? But there is a mashmois, ba'al yavoi ki ba'onon, you should only come in ki ba'onon, melamed she'noisin bo male oshon. So this is coming to tell us that in the samimonim, he has to put in male oshon. Now, first let us see Rashi, then we'll try to explain the Gemara. So Rashi says, ki ba'onon al yovoi dey darshan ki im ba'onon shel Hashan HaKtoiros. You have to come in with the onon of the Hashan HaKtoiros. Male oshon, shem esev, this is a type of one of the samimonim and esev, shegoyrem la'oshon lalois zokuf kemakol. That if this is mixed up with the other samimonim, so it rises straight. So where do we see this from the word ki be'onon? So I saw the Malbim, Allah Torah says as follows. Yesh hevdol bein oshon le'onon. There's a difference in translation between oshon and onon. Sheha'onon einoi shem miyuchid lachalokim ha'oilim migeshem hanisrach. If you have small particles that come up when you burn something, so that is called oshon, that is called smoke. Oikito, that is the word that describes the smoke that comes out. The small particles that come out from something that's being burnt, that is oshon oikito. Aval onam, the word onam, shem miyuchid le'ed ha'oile mikubitz ki echod. Onam is something that it is coming up, that is mikubitz, it is not spread out, it's coming up straight. That is the translation of onam. Arofel, he says, would mean is mefuzah. Arafel means that it's spread out. Onan means it's mekubit. It's concentrated. So the emes in the pasuk tells us, the pasuk does not mention that the biyah has to be be'oshon. They learned you come in with oshon. So then it should have said in the pasuk, look how Rashi says it, the way he said, kim ba'onon shel ashan akteiris. It's not onan. You should come in with the onon of the Hashan HaKtoiros. He's coming in with the smoke there. It doesn't say that. It says ki'im be'onon. Doesn't mention one word of Oshon. So therefore, Chazal darshan, that the K'toiros you are coming in with should have one of their components, should be the Mala Oshon, which will make it for an onon. We're not up to the Oshon yet. Where that's how you should come in. You have to come in that there should be male oshon in the samimonim. That is chakim ba'onon. Val yavoy kiim ba'onon. Should only come in ba'onon, but not ba'oshon. The oshon is inside. The oshon nosan as akteiris ala eish lifnei Hashem. Bechisa, then it says, then, Bechisa anan haktoiris. Then it says anan haktoiris. This is the ktoiris that is in the matzav of an onon. There it mentions ktoiris. That's kito. But here it just mentions onon alone. So onon means the ingredient that will ensure that it will become an onon. And that is mala oshon. Now the Baraisa continues, Uminayin Shenoisin Bo Mala Oshon. So the Shaila is very modern, we just said. It says Kiba Onon. The Gemara is going to ask later the Kashe. Shenema Vekisa Anan Haktoires Es Hakapoyos. Now it says further, Holoinosan Bo Mala Oshon. What is the halacha if Mala Oshon was not put into the Samimonim? Or any one of the samamonim are missing, chayev misa. Now, the Beraisa is darshaning from the Pasuk as follows. The Pasuk says, V'lokach v'nosan esakteires ala eish lifnei Hashem, v'chiso anan hakteires esakapoires. So the drosha is from anan we see that there has to be ma'ala oshon, hakteires from the hay, from this we darshan that it should be akteires molei. It should be a k'tayres without, nothing should be missing. It should be a k'tayres shleima. And then it says, v'loy yomus. So from this we derive that if it's missing anan, or if it's missing hak'tayres, is chayiv misa. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Uminayin shenoysen bo lekamen poch lomeli honafkele. We just bring now new posse. For his ananak peris, we just learned it. Kiki bo ono. Hoim loy nosan, halamadna mikan shenema bo lo yomush. Im loy nosan. Hoi shechiser dersiv hak teires. The hak teires with the hay shleima bo loy chaser. V'teipa klei, now the Gemara asks a new kasha. V'teipa klei de kama'ayil bio reikonis. The Baraisa said that if a person will be maktir the k'toiris with a chesoron of mala'oshon or a chesoron of any other of the samamonim, he's chayiv misa. Frek the Gemara, that's what says in the Pasuk, Yischayev Misa Bidei Shamayim. Like the Gemara, Yischayev Misa Bidei Shamayim, even before the Haktore, because in the beginning of the Pasuk, at the beginning of the Parsha, it says, as follows, Daber al Arin Achicho Val Yovoi Bechol Eis El HaKodesh Mi Beis LaPoreches. He's not permitted to enter the Kodesh Kadoshim, El Pnei HaKapoiris Ashel Al Ha'orein, or to go further into the Pnei HaKapoiris, V'lo Yomus. So that means, coming into the Kodesh Kadoshim, Abir Rekonis, is the Zachiyav Misa. So, L'chayre, if a person will bring in Posolik Teiris, so that's a biarikonis. That means he's coming in, he's missing one of the samamonim, he's missing the ormala oshon. So this is a biarikonis. He's not coming in for any legitimate purpose. Because if he wants to be makti, he has to go out again and bring in kashra k'tayres. So in fact, the Gemara says already, the Gemara learns out from a posik that from here we learned if he was makti, Teires chaseiro is chayev misa. That's a pasuk taka. In fact, the Gemara is chayev misa for walking in with the teires chaseiro, because it's a biarikonis. Frek the Gemara v'teiper klei. The kama'ayel biarikonis, walking in with teires chaseiro, is already chayev misa from before. Amar Rav Sheshes, hoche b'mayeskinen, kegoin sheshogag b'biyah. He did not know that there's an issa of biyah rekonis. There is it b'aktore, but he did know you're not allowed to be makter k'toyres chaseiro. So in such a person, by walking into the Kodesh Kadoshim, he's not chayiv misa. A shogig is not chayiv misa. Stay in the posik, but if he was amazed on the haktore, he'll be chayiv misa for the haktore. So that's what this pasuk is coming to tell us. That's the nafkamin of this pasuk. Then she shogeg bebiye vehizid bakto. Rav Ashi yomar afilu taima hizid bezu ubezu. No, it could be this pasuk is, I need this pasuk to tell us that he's chayev misa, even though he was amazed on biyah rekonis. Uchigoyin da ayil shtei haktores. He brought in two kapois. When he walked into the Kodesh Kadoshim, he brought in two kapois. Achashleima, one kaf had all the samimonim, va'achas chaseira, and another kaf didn't have all the samimonim. So the Gemara, abiye loy mechayev. So for coming in abiye reikonis, it's not considered abiye reikonis. Forget, I'm coming in to be makter. I have kosher k'tayres here to be makter. abie loy mechayev. Da ayelay shleime. So this, so that's not going to be reconnaissed. Aktore mechayev, what the pasuk says, but he's chayev mise on the aktore. Da makte kteires chseiro. So we have an interesting Gemara. The Gemara is asking Akasha, why did the pasuk have to tell us he's chayev mise? It's high very missiles to be it. The Gemara makes two echetimses. The Shaykh was a Shaykh on the beer. It's the Shaykh. He was, the Shaykh. There was a beer.